The prophet Jeremiah was born during a very difficult period in Israel's history. The glorious kingdom under David and Solomon had been divided in two, Judah in the south and Israel in the north. The northern kingdom of Israel had been overrun by the Assyrians in 722 BC. Then, a century and a half later, the southern kingdom of Judah was defeated by the Babylonians. Jerusalem lay in ruins, and the temple was destroyed. Most of the population was in captivity in Babylon. Jeremiah served as a prophet of God for more than 40 years, ministering during the rule of five kings of Judah: Josiah, Jehoahaz, Jehoiakim, Jehoiachin, and Zedekiah. During this time, he wrote the books of Jeremiah and Lamentations, which speak of the sad situation that had befallen the Jewish people because of their disobedience. In Lamentations, Jeremiah writes of children dying in the streets from hunger, of mothers eating their own children in a desperate attempt to fight off starvation. Consider this passage from the second chapter of Lamentations. "My eyes are filled with tears. My stomach is in torment. My heart is poured out on the ground over the destruction of the daughter of my people. As young children and infants languish in the city squares, they say to their mothers, 'Where is grain and wine?' as they faint like a wounded soldier in the city squares, as their lives ebb away in their mother's bosom." Lamentations chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. Despite the horrors the Jews of the southern kingdom of Judah were living through, God had neither forsaken nor forgotten them. Suffering would not last forever. God would rescue and redeem His people. It was just as true then as it is today. "Weeping may stay for the night, but joy comes in the morning." Psalm 30, verse 6. Speaking through Jeremiah, God declared that a day was coming when the children of Israel would be forgiven and restored as a nation. This is what the passage in Jeremiah chapter 31 is referring to: a new covenant, when God would relate to His people in a new and intimate way. Thus, the third key to unlocking the prophetic mysteries of Israel is to understand the new covenant God promised to and through the Jewish people. God won't desert His people. When the Babylonians defeated the Jews and thousands of them were carried off into captivity, many fell into despair and thought God had given up on them and rejected them for their sin. But this was never the case. He did not say to them, "I provided for you through the wilderness, and yet you've continued to be disobedient. You've continued to be rebellious, and you've continued to break my covenant, so I'm done with you. I'm going to turn to a new nation because I just can't take your disobedience anymore. I've reached the end of my rope." No, he did not say anything of the sort. But this is what the dangerous lie of replacement theology teaches. You may have never heard of replacement theology, but you can trust me when I tell you that this teaching, also known as supersessionism, is running rampant once again in the evangelical Christian church. This errant theology teaches that God reached a point where He was totally fed up with the Jewish people. As a result of this, the covenant relationship He once had with Abraham's physical seed has been annulled and transferred to the church, the new Israel. Now, while it is true that Gentile believers become Abraham's spiritual heirs through the Messiah, there is no scripture anywhere that suggests God will break His covenant with the Jewish people. Instead, believers...